Okay.
And what about those things, long teeth that come out of the hog?
I didn't know they had any. I don't know.
Yeah. What about an elephant? Elephant has a long...
husk.
Shit. They're giving you a hard time.
Is that what it's called?
It's called a tusk.
Oh.
Say it.
That's right. I mean to say tusk.
Okay. And if you have one of them, you just have one...
tusk.
Okay. And if you want to put the hog's food, you put it in a what? A little metal thing.
Yeah.
Trough.
Right. Trough.
If you have two of them, you have two.
Troughs.
Okay. And a hog that grows up wild is a what?
Wild boar.
Okay. And now if you have a, say you have a hog, and you know you can't eat a boar, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to, so you get him when he's young, you have to do something to him so he'll grow up and not be a boar. What do you call that that they do to him?
I don't know. What do you call it, Kyle?
Well, let's see. Have you ever heard anybody talk about altering, cutting, working on, castrating?
Yeah.
Which one?
Castrating.
Okay, that's what you do to him.
Yeah.
It's meat that tastes bad.
I don't know. If you had a Sid dog, I would have known.
Dogs. Mm. Spayed. Yeah. Did you hear people spaying dogs?
Yeah.
Say that.
Spayed.
Okay.
It's called a hysterectomy on hogs.
I started saying circumcised.
There's only Jews that do that.
Jewish hogs.
I have to do my hair for my mother kids.
Oh, she's seen you. Listen, she's seen you in all kinds of situations. What about the noise that a cow, a calf makes when it's being weaned, so the cow does, the calf does
what?
I feel sorry for whoever had to transcribe that. What about the horse? What does the noise he makes? What do you call that?
Neigh.
Okay. But what about horses and mules and cows all together? You say you have to go out and feed the
animals.
Okay. And what about hens and turkeys and geese and all together? Call them what?
Fowl.
Okay. And what about a hen on a nest of eggs? She's a what kind of hen?
Laying.
Okay. And what about the places where chickens might live? They live out in a
lot.
Okay. And
they do! My grandmother's lived out in a chicken lot. They did, really.
That's true.
What else can it be called?
Well, that's where all chickens we had live. Do they ever have a shelter for them to go in? What would you call that?
Pen.
What about a little bitty one like this that bitties could run under?
I don't know.
Ever hear anybody call it a coop or anything?
Oh yeah, chicken coop.
Okay. And it's say the bone that you did, you pull apart like
wishbone.
Okay. And you have a name for the inside parts of a chicken. Like
innards.
Okay.
You make gravy in it.
And what about the part of a hog that you sometimes eat?
Giblets.
Yeah, or you might stuff sausage in. You know, the inside part of a hog? You cook it and it really stinks.
I've never heard of that.
Okay. What about chitlins? Ever heard of chitlins?
Uh-uh.
Never heard of chitlins?
I don't know.
That's possible.
Chitlins? What'd you say it was?
The hog intestine. Uh-uh. You know, you stuff sausages in them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
If it's time to go out and feed the stock and do the chores, you say it's what time it's?
Feeding time.
Okay, you wouldn't be supposed to know that.
What was it?
Feeding time.
That's what you said.